Blog Talk Radio.
Look back, Them dope clouds covered his mental. Abandoned responsibilities got me thinking, the fuck I do to deserve such a brutality? I'm battling reality. Brothers got me posted on the block, hitting them blunts in rotation. I might as well face it, I've been doomed since jump 50 Vicks. You know this, why these niggas buying what they want? Man, what the fuck? Pontiac on folds while we sleeping cold. No, he don't. Fresh pet of Jabos. I rock them hand-me-down snotty nose. Still, I get the hoes. They will never know how we living. Pay with Picasso vision. Working to see a million, baby.
I got some wicked shit up on my mind. Hope it doesn't repeat a second time. A second time,
free my mind, I'm thinking I'm the shit, them fusions counterfeit, corner store tees, we rock them bitches on the daily, bounce from shorty to shorty, my rotation game crazy, I'm ignorant to the fact I'm on that same path that they left me in. I gotta change before it get too bad, got no worries about getting caught, mama faded too bad, to notice I'm off a fifth, a bumpy face slumped on my ass, constant attempts of forgetting by some pieces of my past, like abuse from my old in the absence of my dad, or the fact that my auntie and the kids sitting back, point and laugh, cause he can't keep his balance high off his ass, just so you know, fam, I hate your guts, cause you ain't get no fuck, 5 graduations later, still you never showed up, you cold as fuck, only excuse they gave me was your pops and raise you up, just a squirrel that's searching for nuts, man, what the fuck,
I got some wicked shit up on my mind. Repeat a second time, I was given this world, I didn't make it, gotta embrace it, success is only for the taking, but we gotta get through the bullshit first.
You're my therapy, ink to sketch the lip views attached to my thoughts, I'm a ticking time bomb. Smothered by doubt, poetry smothers the flame to the curtains that my sanity set ablaze, sending me through moments of suffocation I can't breathe. Clouds obscuring practicality, heat filling me till all I can focus on is the pain of burning alive. So I write. These words are the powder used to diffuse the flames, killing them instantly while I recover from the flames of life's bonfire. Cinders flew with wishes and regrets, cloaking me in shades of gray, whisked away by a gentle breeze. I can breathe.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. They ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, 3-piece in a suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay with the courses. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jump. But like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouths all stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. How much the fat make it greasy? And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet. Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing, you could be next to get stitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. want what we get action. Say you want what we get goons. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy slide a tissue. Yo, chillin' the villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause the niggas is sitting for getting the ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Barely you dead where you at. Barely you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
What's good, what's good, what's good? It's your boy B Tredio on my man Radio Rail, and this is OG Radio Presents Let's Talk Tuesday.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all feeling tonight?
Let's talk, bro. Let's talk Tuesday, let's talk. So I saw something.
All right.
A couple things to talk about, bro. Should have been on my mind. So, everybody and their mama been talking about this Will Smith and Jada Pinkett shit.
I just covered this on the show yesterday.
Oh, fuck, man. Look, bro. I got to say my piece on this shit. I got two opinions.
All right.
Might not be popular opinions. I got to say my piece on this shit. So, I say, look, if Will knew about that shit, then I don't get no fuck. If it's just like August said and Will gave his blessing, then I don't get no fuck. I don't care. No, and then nobody else should care. It's none of y'all business. There's a whole bunch of people out here doing all types of crazy shit to everybody else in their relationships. Fuck it, in their lives. Really? And every time, motherfuckers don't say nothing because it's their life. I'm saying we don't really think, give a fuck about that shit. Just because they famous don't really mean they ain't got the right to do whatever the fuck they want to. And they life. It's their life, real talk.
I can laugh.
But if Will ain't know about it, Jada just fucked it up. Every black motherfucker in the world. Like, every female in the world. I swear to
pretty
God,
much.
She just fucked up. Because you know, when motherfuckers be like, oh, black relationships or whatever, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett been out top of that bitch.
Right.
I swear for God, dude, they've been at the top of the list. Honestly. Like, those was motherfuckers, how they say that shit, wish relationship. But now Jada out here doing this type of shit, and then now you got what's her name? Well, I don't know her name. Stephon Curry wife.
Aisha Curry.
Yeah. Now you got these two motherfuckers out here fucking it up for females. You give niggas like y'all if it's true that Will ain't know about that shit, then y'all really giving motherfuckers a reason to actually you know sign cheat on y'all. Be honest with you. Like, I'm not saying that motherfuckers should cheat, but y'all actually give them a argument.
Right.
You give these motherfuckers a reason, like, look, G, if Jada Pinkett did it, anybody can do it type shit.
True. Have you seen the video, the interview?
I saw bits and pieces of that shit. I can't even lie to you. I ain't want to see it, though,
so,
bro. I'm in denial.
So here's what I said yesterday. No, Will did not know. Two, I think when you watch the interview, Will Smith even tried to get Jada to call it you know, a spade a spade. But she was trying to cover it up by saying the word entanglement. So everybody took the word entanglement and ran with it. I think she should have just went ahead and said, yes, we were messing around, instead of trying to sugarcoat it. As you can tell by Will Smith's face, he was angry at the fact that she didn't just fully just say, well, yes, we were fucking around. So it makes it look bad, but at the same time, this is something that happened 4 years ago, which, why do we care? I don't know. Two, it's only relevant because August Alsina's album was coming out. So he wanted to make himself relevant and then be like, hey, I got an album. You know, this is what many artists do when they've been gone for so long. They create some type of bullshit and then they drop something.
Right.
And then the biggest thing that everybody forgets that Will and Jada are the biggest swingers known to man. So,
but that's not public.
I don't fault anybody. You know what? That's well, I don't know. Because if you watch the interview,
and
they both stated in so many different words that they both would go and do what they wanted to do with whomever, and then they come back. Because she said, I think she said, we go off and do whatever we want to do, but at the end of the day, we come back and it's just us. So that kind of like lets you know they doing them. They're fucking around, but they're still with each other. They're going to be with each other no matter what. I feel like they both was beating around the bush. Just they both should just publicly say, yes, we're swinging.
I mean, I feel like
as celebrities,
I think we put too much pressure on them to actually be inside perfect. You feel me? Motherfuckers fucked
exactly.
up. But.
Exactly.
I'm saying, you really think I ain't see the what's called the video about this shit, so I don't know 100% of what was said in that, but I do know that she said that in so many words, like you said, that he already got her back,
right?
And
which he does. You talking about Will, right?
Yeah,
which he does. Because again, at the time when everything happened, they split up, right? So some of the women are trying to justify the fact that they split up. That doesn't mean anything; they're still married. But they split up. It was at the point where Will Smith was like, "Yo, I'm done. We're never getting back together." That was publicized. We all witnessed that. Cool, fine, whatever. And then August came about. But, well, I wouldn't say it then, because he reached out to them too. So it was like, I don't know who would have fought. You can't really fault Jada, because a lot of women feel like, oh, she manipulated August. Whether he's 23 or 28, 27, he's still a grown-ass man after 21. So, I mean, you know, you could easily say, no, we don't have to do this. But he did what most young guys do when they fall in love with a fucking cougar, you know?
Ain't nobody fans of the fucking Jada Pinkett Smith.
And that's my whole thing, like, it's Jada Pinkett Smith.
If I was saying that, I'm not saying no at all. Sorry.
It is what it is.
Will Smith, I'm sorry. I fuck with you just like Jonah Lucas fuck with you. But if your wife's saying that, G, I'm sorry. Sorry, G. But I'm going to tell you about that shit beforehand. I'm like, look, your girl chooses.
Facts. He could have said something.
He could have been real, like it. But at the same time, look, I think it's a lot of double standard shit, like you're saying, G. Like a lot of females saying, oh, this, that, this. But if that was Will Smith, G, you know for a fact, bro. For a fact.
Will Smith would be hung.
Exactly. This man would have been in the electric chair type shit. They would not let this shit go. And I feel like that's not saying that we should do the same thing for Jada, because I feel like nobody should be publicly ostracized or publicly, you know what I'm saying, got in for they private life, you know what I'm saying? That's their choices or whatever. And if they did that shit, then that's on them. And look at Will Smith's story, though. He ain't, I don't think he knew. I looked at all of
these. No, names. I don't think so.
I think he found out when I found out.
Pretty much. I mean, they found out. He found out 4 years ago when that shit happened. Like, he already said that they went through it. Everything was fine. He said he felt like that they should bring it to light since August said his piece in Black Twitter had this speculation. So he said he felt like Jada should address the situation because normally they both said normally they wouldn't address, you know, an issue like this, but they felt like they should. Me personally, they didn't have to address it. You didn't have to say nothing. I personally am a firm believer of letting people think whatever the hell you want to think.
True.
But like you say, people hold, you know, these celebrities to such high standards. Like when the whole Jay-Z and Beyonce scandal went down, like, we was like, oh, my God, like, damn, why would you fuck that up? That's disgusting. But at the same time, they're human beings, you know. They're not perfect. They're not a superhero. They have their faults as well. And I think a lot of regular people, we forget that.
I mean, you're right to a degree, though. Because the way they're doing this shit is like, you famous, you get you a second chance. Basically. You can fuck up, get
right.
you a second chance.
Right.
That ain't for us. If I cheat on my girl today, bro, that's over with. It's over with. I'm not getting no second chance. I'm not getting no second chance. I don't get no album sales off that. It's over with.
You're lucky if you get a second chance.
I'm not. I wouldn't want one.
Right.
So... if they fucked up, G, they fucked up. Just let them fuck up. They don't want to be together, let them not be together. But it's none of our business. I feel like us right now, I feel like we care too much about celebrities to actually live our own lives. Like right now.
Hey, you are
bro,
100% right.
Like, honestly, bro. Right now, the only celebrity I feel like we should be worrying about is the president, his crazy ass, and Kanye West ass.
Yeah.
His ass running for president.
Okay, so because I'm heavily into politics, I'm going to say 100% I agree with, you know, the shit that comes out of his mouth all the time. But I see his approach, and I'm like, well, why not? If the world, well, not the world, the United States, got Trump in office, well, why not? Why not, Kanye West? You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody really give a reason why not. Hell, we got Trump in office. He's been there for 4 years. Everybody been talking about impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Okay, he's been impeached, but did you remove him out of office? No. So if you wanted to sit here and really stick with 4 years of Trump, why not 4 years of Kanye? You know? Trump has no knowledge of politics, you know, no knowledge of being the president at all. You see, he got in office over 100 plus staff in the 4 years then left his cabinet. So why not Kanye? I don't agree with, you know, oh, I'm not running Democrat, I'm not running Republican, I'm not running Green Party, I'm running birthday party. It's like, what? And his reasoning was, well, everybody, it's going to be everybody's birthday if I get elected. Okay, sure, bye. But then he's like, all right, for my vice president, it's going to be some female creature. Okay, with no political background. All right, fine. We already seen what the world went with somebody with no political background. And then he asked Charlemagne to be his something. So it's like, you know, those are things you're like, But at the same time, you still look at Trump like, well, I don't think we can get any worse than Trump. So why not, Kanye?
It can always get worse. Just because Trump did a bad job, we can always do worse. Always possible
it
to
could.
Do worse.
It could, but then you also got to think about everybody who's running right now, right? I honestly couldn't tell you who the hell is running. There's nobody that I really care for to want to vote for. The person that I wanted was Bernie Sanders, but he got, you know, the world wasn't ready for Bernie Sanders, I should say. So now with him out there,
I don't
give a damn who becomes. He dropped out because it wasn't enough people supporting him because he was real about his shit. You know what I'm saying? He was, I want to say, the exact definition of what United States of America needed as a president. But when he got to talking about free education, that's when everybody's like, whoa, 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 no, we're not for that, because how is it going to be funded? But when you think about it, we're funding education anyway out of our own fucking pocket.
Basically.
So, like, it don't matter his approach about it. Yes, we're going to end up paying it in the long run, but we're doing the same thing now. When we get these loans, we still have to pay that shit back. We're coming out of school 40, 50 grand in debt. So it's like, does it really matter how his approach was about it? But
I mean,
it wasn't ready for Bernie Sanders.
But not to us, but to the people who vote not, I guess.
In power.
It do.
Right. Yeah. So Bernie was gone, and then we're left with whoever the hell these people are. I honestly haven't even checked. I can honestly sit here on air and say that I will no longer vote. After Obama, I stopped voting. Me personally, because I know how this stuff works, I'm one of those people who will sit here and tell you it doesn't matter. Our votes really kind of don't matter. It doesn't. The only vote that matters is the electoral vote. So whatever president wins that big number state of electoral votes, if they keep getting enough of those, they're good to go. You know what I'm saying? All the little states, they don't really matter. Like, you know, Wyoming with like two or three electoral, like that shit don't matter. The popular vote, that definitely doesn't matter. We've seen, Hillary had won way more popular vote than Trump. That doesn't matter. She still didn't win. She didn't get enough of the electoral vote.
They do, though. Like, even if it doesn't count for the president or whatever, I feel like you do. Because it lets us know, like, the United States isn't for the president that we have now. It lets us know that we all are united when we say we ain't fuck with this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the sad part. The sad part is he's the president. So for those red states that had the highest number of electoral votes, he got them. You know what I'm saying? So
true.
We wasn't united enough to make it a blue state. You know what I'm saying? There's always your set blue states, your set red states, and you always have those toss-up states, Florida, Texas, shit like that, California. So he won those toss-up states, which I don't see how he won half of those. But for some odd reason, he did. But in the same sense, I kind of didn't want Hillary. Yeah, Southern states are always going to be. So, like, I want to say Ohio is a toss-up. Iowa or Indiana is a toss-up. Florida is always a toss-up. Texas, California. Those states that have the higher electoral college is always a toss-up state, which I don't know why. It's like they're 50-50 all the time. Like, like 4 years, we're going to be a blue state. 4 years from now, we're going to be a red state. Like, what the hell? Like, make up your mind.
If you really think about it, though, honestly think about it, though. Hillary lost because she got caught. Her emails got leaked. Motherfuckers talking all that other shit.
not only that, her and Bill signed off on some shit back in the 90s on that pretty much fuck with black people. It was pretty much that any cop can, so many words, they can seize and search without any reason. So if they look at you, and you like, say you walking down the street, and they look at you and you look suspicious, they can, you know, they can pull you, stop you and just search you for no reason. They sign shit like that. So when black people got heat of that, they're like, oh, we're not fucking with Hillary. So if like I say, I'm heavy into politics. I definitely do my research on a lot of people and stuff that they've done in the past. So shit like that, it makes me not fuck with people. Joe Biden, some people will look at him as, oh, he should be the next president. I will be the first to tell you, no, he's a racist. And I have proof and everything to back it up. So there's no point of me voting because all this shit is crooked. Everybody's crooked. Everybody has some dirt on them. There's honestly no president is better than the next. It's almost who you have to, the president that wins, you have, as that president, you have to get the world to unlike my opponent. For you, you know, you have to like me the most to get me to win. And unlike that next person. That's why it's always divided between Democrat and Republican, in my eyes, along with the other party. So it's like, who you hate the most that you won't vote for? And that's kind of what happened with the electoral vote with Trump and Hillary. Because with Trump, I'm going to honestly say, he talked a good game. Like, when I actually started listening to him, I'm like, damn, well, maybe he should be in office because he's talking all this really good shit. But then when he got in office, it was the complete opposite. So he was one of those who talked the best shit and got everybody to not like Hillary enough for him to win. So that's the type of game I kind of see it. But to each of his own, if, you know, when you go to high school and you learn about this stuff, if that's the mindset you have to vote, go vote. You know, it is important to vote, but to me, the presidential vote is not the important vote to me. The important vote is the community votes, your judicial votes, your legislative votes, your aldermen, your governor, your, you know, statesperson. Those are the important votes to me because the president of the United States controls the United States. You know, people like Lori Lightfoot, who got elected, she's doing good for our community. We did something right for once by getting her in. But if we need more people to contribute into that aspect versus the president, the presidency, you know, if you follow me, the presidency, they're not the president of just Chicago, you know what I'm saying? It's the state that they have to worry about, world shit. So you got to really focus on the smaller scale for anything to really matter. You know what I'm saying? We all know Trump don't fuck with Chicago at all.
Nah. So, I can't remember the last time he came out.
Never. Maybe when he built the Trump Tower. But other than that, I'll say this, before the president talks, the presidency shit, I think he was here a few times because people like Trump as a business person and because of the show. But then when you put him in that type of power and you see his assholeness that we've seen over the years into what we see today, then it's like, no, we don't fuck with you. Let alone he don't fuck with Chicago because of Obama, but to me, I wish that people would more focus on the communities and voting those people versus the presidency. The presidency is important, but everybody fails to realize that there is checks and balances so that, yeah, whoever's president is the president, but they can't cast everything because there is checks and balances. So That's my take on it. The present, you know, it's important, but at the same time, what's more important is Chicago getting the right governor, the right mayor, the right person for the judges, the fucking lawyers, all that shit, the aldermen and all that. That's what's more important. So if you want Chicago to get fixed, don't look for the president to fix it. Look for Lori Lightfoot to fix it. You know, her and JD been doing some halfway decent things out here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're right. They are doing some decent shit out here.
I feel like as a mayor, she's been, besides Mayor Daley, we've had some very fucked up mayors. So you did good for once, but it shouldn't just stop there. We got to keep going.
I mean, I don't think it is. I think right now, I feel like, and then this ain't even on no conspiracy shit. This is just my opinion. I feel like the world is for real, bro. I feel like the world is set up for if it succeeds just enough for us to be alright. Like, I feel like we'll never be flourishing. We'll never be. Because right now, we over $1 billion in debt.
We already, over trillion.
That's over $1 billion, shit. But still, like, we basically got a lot. We owe a lot of money. We make a lot of motherfuckers mad already.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what's the funny part?
What?
We're $1 trillion in debt, but yet we keep borrowing money from the federal bank.
Right. You are 100% right. But look at this, though. Yeah. Look. If you notice this, though, bro, before Obama came in, bro, we was fucking up, bro. We was at war. It was like 8 years of war. We was at war with Iraq. We was pissing motherfuckers off. We was already dead. Motherfuckers mm-hmm. really was fucking up. Medicare, all of that shit. And then it was like, I feel like, fuck it. Let's hire a black guy. What's the worst that can happen? He going to take all
right.
the blame for all of this bullshit that's happening, which he fucking did. But he ended up doing a whole
yep.
bunch of good. He did a whole bunch of bad. He did some bad, too. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to say he was all good, but shit.
Right.
He did some good. And, like, right after
it was
right
enough.
To, they went right back to fucking up. They hired the dumbest motherfucker in the world. Presidentially. Since we already fucking up. They're going to hire Kanye West probably be the next president. The way things set up, it's going to already, because they're going to be like, oh, they're going to say that Donald Trump was a pop icon, not icon, but like basically a celebrity beforehand and got into the presidency and he was white. They're going
right.
to say the same shit about Kanye West. And they're going to blame all this bullshit on Kanye West.
Yep. So if you ever notice, like I said, if you're heavy into politics and you started reading up on a lot of things, it's always going to take 8 years of good, 8 years of bad, 8 years of good, 8 years of bad, right? I actually mm-hmm. often said that Trump will win a second election. I only say that because we haven't had any president to serve one term since, I believe, Bush's dad or before him. So, after Bush's dad, we had 8 years of Clinton, right? Mm-hmm. Then we had 8 years of George Bush. Then we had 8 years of Obama. So far, 4 years of Trump. So, it's always going to be, like, when we had Bill Clinton, the economy was great for those 8 years, right? But then we get George Bush. The economy went to shit. It wasn't too bad, but it went to shit. And then we got Obama, and it went back up. And now the 4 years we've had Trump and went back down. So we're either going to get another 4 years when the economy is going to be shit again, or they're going to go ahead and get a new president and the economy is going to go up for a little bit. Then after those 4 years, we're going to go back down. So like you said, it's already set up for us to never really flourish. We're always going to teeter-totter throughout these damn years. We're never... If powers that be really wanted America to succeed, we would succeed. But they don't want it like that. They want this new world order. I always tell people, do their research about new world order and everything that they want to happen. So I always say that I feel like presidency is already set in stone. I feel like America has a 10-year, maybe a 20-year plan, that they already have stuff planned already. You know what I'm saying? And then we are just the ones who don't know this, and we're just going along daily life thinking everything's one way, and it's really not. The prime example I always give is this whole COVID shit. COVID has been really talked about since the 90s with all these books that they had about the disease and or the virus, and everything about the economy now was talked about back then. But nobody knows this unless you do your research and read these books and look up stuff. So I feel like stuff, I don't want to say it's a conspiracy because, again, I do my research, but I feel like things is already set in stone. We're just the ones just, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? They know, but we don't know. So that's why they give people the rights of everything. But technically, what rights do we have? Because our rights are violated 24/7. We're supposed to have the right of privacy, but technically we don't have the right of privacy. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to social media, when it comes to our own phones, our own house, we don't have that right, to be perfectly honest.
Like, everything you do, no matter, like, regardless of public or not, everybody know about it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about it.
Yeah. Like, I hate when people be like, oh, well, can't nobody, they don't know what I'm talking about on my phone, and they don't know about my text message. Technically, they do. Like, who do you think run this shit? The government do. You know what I'm saying? If you consistently doing drug deals to your phone, it's going to get caught on to. You know what I'm saying? Well, like,
nah, I ain't going to say that, bro.
Listen in, so.
They can, but I don't think they care that much about, like, little drug deals and shit like that. These motherfuckers are trying to do all of this shit.
Right. Because who brought the drugs in?
No.
The government. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I was talking about this yesterday. We was talking about how black people got corrupted. It was pretty much the 80s with the whole crack and guns and everything. You know what I'm saying? Black people never had the necessary resources to buy any fucking thing, right? So where the fuck do you think all these guns came from? They dropped the shit off. It's like, okay, yeah, go get it. Go get that crack. Like, we didn't produce that shit. We didn't have money to go sit there and buy. If you know, like me, I'm a registered gun owner. Guns are expensive as hell to buy. Very expensive. So, man, very. And then the bullets is expensive. So, it's like, I know we didn't have money to sit there and buy up a whole bunch of shit and then go get drugs. No, that shit was planted, and then we, you know, got into this hostile environment, you know, black on black crime because of the drugs and all the other shit. If you take that out of a community, then it'll be great. Can't think of like downtown area, you know, predominantly gentrified. So there's no drugs there, there's no violence there as much. And it's flourishing, right? Then let's say we go to the east side of Chicago. The southeast side of Chicago, where there's drugs and crime. If you put that shit there, it's gonna be drugs and crime on the 24/7 basis. So, you know, I just people need to open up their eyes. I felt like in the past, maybe since Trump been in office, I feel like a lot of black people have been opening up their eyes here and there. But when the whole Black Lives Movement came about, he took a step back again because people justified it to do stupid-ass actions. you know, like the whole rioting and looting. It. Well, not rioting, but the looting shit. Because the rioting wasn't even started by black people. It was started by the white people. You can do your research on this. The Black Lives Movement, it wasn't even started by us black people. It was started by, it's funded and started by fucking white people. It ain't even ours.
To be honest, it's just something else that they can make money off of. Because think about it, bro. Yeah. I don't even think it's us selling the merchandise, bro.
That's what I'm saying. The other races is capitalizing off our pain and sorrow, just like they've been capitalizing off the fucking 200 years of slavery. 400 years. What the hell was the fucking case?
A lot.
A caller yesterday brought up the fact that they agreed when Kanye West said slavery was a choice. I agreed as well because I looked at it in the sense of 200 years. You go 200 years, 200 full years, and you stuck at being a slave. And I'm like, of 200 years, somebody at some point should have banded together and started fucking shit up. You know what I'm saying? Yes, yeah, they didn't know English and all that, this, that, and that. Fine, whatever. I get that. And I do feel like maybe they killed off a lot of the strong, and then it was the kids being raised up, you know, and passing down a generation was where you need to respect these people and this, that, and the third. But if there's, like in a plantation, right, you got the owner of the fucking house, and you got maybe two or three, four guards on a horse with a shotgun, right? And let's just say they own a minimum of 50 slaves. You mean to tell me 50 slaves can't fuck up four people? I understand somebody's going to die in that process, but wouldn't that be worth it? I understand they didn't have a sense of, well, what do we do from here if we band together and fuck up shit? But you did get those people who band together, like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass and shit. You know what I'm saying? But 200 years of slavery.
I want to do that shit. Ain't nobody want to do that shit. And then, yeah, like you said, though.
Right.
Go ahead, bro. I'll let you finish it. Go ahead. I got some shit for that, though.
All right. So that also goes with today's current events where, you know, you get black people recording what's going on between whites and blacks or cops and black people. So I was like, even though I feel like 200 years somebody should have done something, I feel like today's world is the same thing. You know what I'm saying? We could do something about it, but we don't want to end up like the person we're recording. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing we can do is record and get that out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? So that person who's getting done wrong was casualty at war. It definitely wasn't right what they did to George Floyd, but he was a casualty at war. We all saw what was going on, and now we did what we did since then. It's getting a little better, a little bit, just a tad bit. I see the changes going on, so I do understand both sides of the spectrum. But 200 years, though? I don't know.
All right, so let's do this. All right, let's do this. I actually do the math, bro. Honestly speaking, bro, back in the day, what was the life expectancy, bro? How long would you expect to live? Not even black people. White people. White people back then. Predominantly white people with all the diseases and shit. Motherfuckers was not even living to like 40 or whatever. We are now living way longer, and it's just white people. Now, let's talk about the black people. You can even chop, I want to go on the risk and say, just go ahead and say, chop that in half, because we was not given the correct, you know what I'm saying? I know we wasn't, for a fact, given the correct medical attention as the same was, same medical attention as slave owners and everything, because I'm not just going to say white people, I'm just going to say slave owners. So, that's already one thing against us, bro. Strong died. wasn't able to rise
right.
above sometimes because the strong was either kill or die.
Yeah,
it
I,
was our
I did
kid.
Say that. I said,
yeah,
I did
I,
say
I
that.
Saying, I agree
felt
with
like
you on that.
They may have probably killed them off, yeah.
And then you think about it like this, bro.
But,
when they little kids, bro, you can raise them however you want to. It's some black people that's what I'm saying, raised to hate black people because they young. That's how you are. That's what I'm saying. You raised that way, and that's how they were raised. When you, if you're raised to serve a certain person, that's how you was raised. If you're going back to like the Egyptians and everything, and the Jews or whatever thing like that, they were raised. Once you, what I'm saying, you kill off the strong. And you raise the kids that way.
Yep.
And if you raise the kids that way, they become weak adults. And then that just that's just their generation. It takes a while for someone to actually, I'm saying, I won't even say that. It's a once in a generation. Like the Martin Luther Kings, the Harriet Tubmans, those people that actually began to spoke up and stuff like that. I'm saying, like, the, those people in black history that chose to speak up, they're one in a million.
Right.
They are one. They are truly one in a million.
And the sad part about today's world is we don't have those leaders. I
no,
feel
because
like Kanye West.
To speak up.
Right. That's why when we had the whole talk about what should have happened that weekend of black people fucking up shit, there should have been a voice. So I agree with Kanye West trying to get Larry Hoover out because he is a leader. He has a voice, and people will listen. And it ain't even about like gangbanging shit. That shit is over and dead with. But you would get other gang leaders to listen to him. You know what I'm saying? He would give everybody the actual growth and development knowledge to do better out here in these communities and everything else. So to me, I think that's the real thing about, I don't want to say white, but the people of power are afraid of releasing him, you know what I'm saying, because he has that voice. We would actually listen, and things would go a little better. But they don't want that to happen to black people. They want us to still sit here in the fucking shadows and just record instead of having a voice speaking up. I did contemplate being an actual voice out here. I thought about being a public speaker and this, then the third, but then I thought about it. Every black person in that type of position in power got their ass popped. So I kind of don't want to, you know, I like what I'm doing now. I could be, you know, I share a little bit of light to, however way I can, I share light to get people thinking about it. You know, that's as far as I can take it, or as far as I want to take it. I love arguing with people on social media when they come at me like, well, what are you doing about X, Y, and Z? Well, I just did my job because you're talking to me about the subject. I put it out there and you commented on it, which means you cared enough to say something to me about it. So I did my job. But what are you doing about it instead of arguing with me? So I love when people be like, well, what are you doing about this, that, and the third? Well, obviously, I just did my job by spreading awareness. That's number one thing, is making people aware of the situation. But to bring once another down about a lot of shit, I hate seeing it. I feel like back in the day, we were more way united than we are now. Like when the Larry Hoover and David Barkdale shit, you know, they came about. Huey P. Newton, they all came about. There was a lot of unity back in the 70s and 60s, you know what I'm saying? You take those leaders away, now we're running in shambles, and now we get what we got today. Crime, drugs, bullshit, nobody in unison. So, I definitely agree with you taking, those strong individuals, whether it's strong mentally or strong physically, you take them away. You ain't got nothing. And right now we don't have nothing.
That's
Obama,
been
which
doing.
Gave us hope. Yeah. We had Obama to the point, I'm not saying let's depend on Obama, but he gave us hope. But black people do what they do best. Oh, he didn't help out black people. He wasn't the president of just black people. He was the president of the United States. So don't blame him for being in a controlled environment, because the presidency is a controlled environment. I'm pretty sure he would have loved to just do a lot for Chicago, but he couldn't due to the powers that be, that may, you know, it's a controlled environment. So I say he did give people hope. He did do, like, for example, he did open up a lot of jobs, but black people are so fucking sadiddy, they didn't want to do certain jobs. Didn't nobody want to be a custodian. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm not going to clean no toilet. They pay good. Custodians actually get paid a lot of fucking money. Plumbers get paid a lot of fucking money. But black people don't want to do that shit. They want to rap, play ball, fucking do hair and shit like that. Think beyond that. You know what I'm saying? Own a business.
That's what's promoted,
you know?
Though. That's what's promoted, though. I want to say,
and we call
right now. I mean, yeah. If you think about all the entertainers right now, my favorite, not my favorite entertainers, though, other than, like, because Jay-Z promote business. But if you talk about all the people that motherfuckers listen to now, like, these motherfuckers say females and everything, they promote shit. They promote selling pussy, cheating on your man.
Yeah.
Going out there, all of that
yep.
shit, and motherfuckers fucking with it because at the end of the day, hot girl summer, that's
what
motherfuckers looking.
Exactly, the fucking hot girl summer. What city girls say? Boss ass bitch, give a fuck about it, nigga. So now you're taking out the traditional black husband, black wife thing. Now it's, oh, fuck it, nigga, I could do it with my own. We're getting away from the traditional shit, period. Now, I'm not going to say anything is wrong with a woman's independence, but because of their
independence, I was about to say that.
They drew away from, I'm not going to say dependent on a black man, but from a black home, you got away from the woman, the actual wife being a wife, taking care of wife and shit, and then the husband doing the actual husband shit. Now it ain't none of that. It's, oh, I don't need a nigga. Fuck them. I can do this on my own. I know, by me working with Comcast, I was with Comcast, right? I did a lot of customers' homes, right? And, of course, the majority of them are white. I did white or foreign. Majority of the blacks, I never really went to big-ass homes for black people, mainly the white people that live in Lake in the Hills and shit like that. So I go to their home, and majority of the time that I go in their home, who's home? The wife. And who is she with? The children. And where is the man at? At work. They're still doing their traditional shit. Black people just have a tough time wanting to do that, and I hate it with a passion. But at the same time, I'm all for women's white rights and their independence. But damn, look where they got us. Look where
they got us. And I agree with you, and I disagree with you right now. I really feel, honestly, in a new day and age, there should not be any gender-specific roles. I just shouldn't. I shouldn't. But you have free rights and free will. So, I mean, like, if you want to do something, you should be able to do it. So, and if two people come together and say, look, I'm going to be the stay-at-home dad, or, I'm saying, and you go out there and get the bread, then that should be possible. Honestly, I really feel like that. I don't care about that shit. Like,
I agree, but you want to know the bad side about that? Although there are some that who can do that, the fuck up thing is the way society works. A black woman don't want a black man to sit on their ass and take care of shit at home, because then they're labeled as a fucking bum ass nigga who don't do shit. That's the bad part of it. Like, why can't it be the male sit at home and, you know, take care of the kids and do what women normally do? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But you ask a lot of some of the black women out here, they will tell you to me, I don't want no broke ass nigga. Like, what the fuck is what is a broke nigga to you? Because he chose to reverse the roles and let you do what you want to do to make money. he's a broke ass nigga. Like, what the fuck? I
let
see
him
on my
it
timeline
then.
All the time. I see
B,
it all
let
the
him
time.
Do it then. B, you got to think about it like this. Regardless of whatever you do in life, motherfuckers gonna talk about you. Regardless if you working hard,
they always
gonna say if you work hard as hell, like that motherfucker don't never have time to do shit. How the fuck he spend his money? That nigga ain't gonna do shit. He ain't never gonna find somebody. But if you always spend the time with your girl, they gonna say you lazy. Who gives a fuck what motherfuckers say at the end of the day?
Exactly.
I'm saying. And like this goes back to that Will and Jada shit. If it's y'all relationship, y'all should be able to fuck y'all want to, and it not give
the
a fuck
you
want to
do
about what nobody exactly. Don't give a fuck about what nobody else say, because at the end of the day, like I said, my girl work hard and I work hard. We got the same job, we do the same shit at the same fucking place, and we both work hard as fuck. We really do care about that shit.
Yep.
Between us, we got a baby and we take care of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We take care of all our bills and all our shit.
Yep.
We take care of
and
all
that's
our
how
shit.
I was raised. I was raised to never give a fuck about any negative.
Exactly.
Like,
do you?
But you see me, bro. Like, you never really seen me have a negative post about, oh, well, this person is doing this or this person that, or, oh, my baby mama's this. You've never really seen that. You've seen me be the most humble, positive motherfucker, because I don't care about the negative. I will not bring
humble
negativity into my world.
I don't know about Pot, but majority of the time being afraid of jail
is me being positive, shedding light to shit, but people don't like hearing the truth. So as of the past 2 years, that's what a lot of me being in jail was, me shedding the truth. People now like it, and they're like, I'm going to report this motherfucker for saying this. And that's all it really be. But I don't give two shits about what anybody thinks about me that is negative. If it's something positive, cool, thank you. But that negative shit, I don't give a fuck about it. Like, what you eat don't make me shit. So why would I give a damn? Because I don't lay with you. You don't lay with me. You don't pay my bills. What the fuck am I going to give a fuck about what you saying about me and what your two cents about what I got going on? I never gave a shit about that. Perfect example, back in high school, as you know, I had a baby, young as shit. So many people talk shit, at school, outside of school, even family members, you know what I'm saying? I never let that shit bother me because they're not me. I've even had church people say, oh, well, you got to give up your whole entire life and you got to stop going to school and you got to find you a job and, you know, you got to take care of the baby. First of all, I don't know who raised you, but why do I have to drop out of school? Why do I have to fuck up my future just because I have a child? I can go to school and work and take care of my child at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what my parents instilled in me. Oh, you're going to finish school and you're going to take care of the baby. And I could do it and still have fun at the same time. So when I graduated high school, I rubbed it in everybody's face. When I got accepted to college, I rubbed it in everybody's face. When I got my degree quicker than everybody else did, at 21, 22 years of age, when I got my first degree, I definitely rubbed it in everybody's face like, hey, you said I couldn't do it, I did it. Because you couldn't do it at my age when you were that young, I did it. You know what I'm saying? But why would you want to tear somebody down, you know what I'm saying, because of a certain situation? I would never understand it. Whether you're black, white, Chinese, Mexican, why would you want to tear somebody down? You want to uplift them. Just be like, hey, it's okay, you know what I'm saying? It's not a mistake. It's a blessing in disguise, you know. You just have to work twice as hard. That's all it ever was. I just had to do everything for not just me. I got to do it for my child. And now I have multiple children, and I'm still better off than most people who don't have any kids. And I don't even take that shit for granted.
And that's wonderful, man. That's what matters up at the day, bro.
I appreciate it. And I hate when I see people who don't have any kids and shit, and they always want to quickly talk about the struggle. You know what I'm saying? They're struggling shit. I'm like, and I'm, meanwhile, I'm sitting here back here with pretty much all together, six kids. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting the job done. So if a person with six kids who's living in America, black, you know what I'm saying, and I'm fine, how can you not be fine? You should be living your best life, making the absolute best decisions in the world with no worries about nothing. Well, you have your simple worries, but you don't have to worry about somebody else that you have to feed and no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? There should be no struggle. In a little bit of a sense. Like, I understand your normal day-to-day struggle, but, like, financial-wise, shouldn't be struggling because you're going to work. You should be saving money, spending a little money, do what you got to do, and you're great. But I see so many people who work better jobs than me are sitting here saying, oh, I'm struggling. How the fuck are you struggling? How? I don't understand. I think people's mentality are different.
Yes.
And you could definitely agree to this too. I think people who have children work twice as hard as people who don't.
Yeah. Because they have something to work for. I actually believe that's the same. Exactly. They actually have something to work for. They believe in, they actually have like a resolve. Something behind them, a pitch in their head,
exactly.
An image. That helps them find, do what they gotta do.
Exactly. And to be perfectly honest, bro, I'm so happy that I had my first child in high school. Because that means he has the potential to be great at whatever he decides to do. And if he decides to make it to the NFL or NBA or some shit like that, or be a doctor or whatever, so successful that at age 35 or 40, I can retire early, that's great. You know what I'm saying? Not
wow.
That I'm, you know, would wish, but, you know, if my son was just that talented where he could do that, and I'm still young, I don't have to sit here and work my bones, you know, till my damn feet fall off at 65, 70. Not saying I would depend on him, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he would look out for his old man, like, hey, Dad.
If you have an option,
here you go. Exactly. And then I have fun with my older kids. So I love that shit. I'm 29 with a 14 and 13-year-old and how old is all these kids? 14, 13, 7, 6, 4, and 3. So, or almost 3. So it's like I have different range. I'm still young as hell. You know, if we want to go out somewhere, we'd be like, hey, babysit so-and-so. You know, it's like I'm happy that I did what I did back then. At the time, I wasn't happy, but I'm happy now. versus waiting, like my parents had me when they were fucking 36 and 30. Yeah, 36 and 30. And then now they're reaching their oldness age. And that's fine, you know what I'm saying? But like I didn't wanna be 36 and just have a newborn, you know what I'm saying? Nah.
I wouldn't say your first child. Your first child, you shouldn't have that yet.
No. If I had it my way, of course I would have waited till 20-something. But, you know, he came early. I was a blessing. Because when I had my second child, I was 23. So they have a six-year gap, which is cool. And then I had my last one at 26, 25, something like that. So, like, I'm happy. I did everything I needed to do before I was 30. A lot of people don't know this, but I live a very good life and to only be 29. I've been to a hell of states already. I have a passport. You know what I'm saying? I ain't go nowhere yet, but I have one.
Said I can.
I've done a lot of things. Right, exactly. I've done a lot of things, seen a lot of things. So to be perfectly honest, only thing I want to do is visit a few countries, and then I feel like I did everything. Now I want my kids to live a good life. That's it. And not a lot of people at 29 can say that.
You're right.
But whatever decisions that y'all choose, you know, decide out here, y'all, y'all got to live with that shit. Live with it.
Big fact.
Definitely got to live with these decisions. And stick together,
but,
y'all. Like, definitely stick together. Nothing makes me more happy than seeing a happy black community versus a black community being torn down all the time.
Hey,
we
right.
start taking our shit back.
I say get more shit. Don't just take shit back, get more shit.
Fact. If they can have it, why can't we?
Yeah.
That should be everything.
I'm with all of that. I'm with getting our shit back, but shit. Let's get they shit.
More, yes. Yeah, sure. He got a $5 million mansion. Why can't I get a $6 million mansion? You know, I wouldn't. I honestly don't want a mansion. First of all, there's not many of us in my intermediate family for me to want to have a big ass mansion. I'm not trying to be a lot of money
anyway.
But I do want. Right, I do want a nice, decent-sized house that we all live comfortably and a pool and a couple cars. I don't need 30 fucking Maybachs the same color like Rick Ross.
See, I'm perfectly cool with a 2-3-bedroom in my house, 2-1 bathroom, G.
Yeah.
My wife, my kids, a dog, and a little cat. I'm cool with that, G.
Exactly. Well, me personally, I need a 4-bedroom house and at least 2 bathrooms because everybody can't be sharing the same bathroom. But yeah, that's fine with me. And then when I say 2 or 3 cars, I want a classic car, an everyday car, and I do want an off-road vehicle so I can take somewhere and just fuck up shit, you know?
Nah, that's one.
But,
two cars. I love that.
Because I always want a Charger. I always wanted a Charger. So that's my everyday car. And I always wanted a Grand National, an old school car. Every man deserves an old school car. And then, you know, a big ass truck. Ford F-50. Fuck up shit. But I would want something because I like building shit. So I need to put stuff in the truck so I can go build shit. That's why I need 3 cars.
That ain't me.
Go ahead. it ain't
I don't need 3 cars. I don't need no big truck. I want a truck just to, you know what I'm saying, for my whole family, like a family van or whatever. That's all I want a truck for. Other than that, I'm good on all that other shit. I'm 100% comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. But like I say, I'm a hands-on guy. I like electronics and I like building shit. So I'm going to need to go to Ace Hardware or Home Depot and buy wood or whatever the case and throw it in the truck and go about my business.
I like building shit too, but I'm not. That shit got to come in the mail. Fuck all of that shit.
I feel that, but, you know, people be like, oh, I want a big mansion. I want a Lambo and shit like that. Why do you need a Lambo? You can't drive it the way that it needs to be driven on a residential street.
Exactly.
So why would you want a Porsche and shit like that? I don't understand a lot. But like you say, it's stuff that we see every day. We see how stars and celebrities live. And people want that. They want that lifestyle because they never had
it. That
sounds dumb. If $1 million fell into my lap, I would not do anything stupid. I'm going to go invest. I'm going to go build my house from the ground up with that money, and I'm going to invest money to make my money, make me money.
But
that should always be everybody's mentality, but you know. Yep, always.
I thought motherfuckers gonna be on that shit. People don't care about all of that.
Not at all. Not at all. You got anything else you want to get off your chest?
No. Oh, say we could just go to the final words, Andrew.
All right. So, as I stated yesterday on Podcast Monday, we have a special guest for this Friday's Freestyle Friday. His name is B Hype. Look him up. He's one of Twista's artists. He's going to be on the show. Thursday, we've been blessed with a nice poet. And actually, we have several poets. We have a total of, I believe, 5 or 6 poets for Thursday. So it's going to be probably a 2-hour show. Each poet will have 15 minutes each to, you know, recite their poem. And, you know, it's going to be a great night. Next Tuesday, we have a celebrity comedian, the next Tuesday show. And breaking news, next Friday will be the end of Season 7 OG Radio. We're going to have a 2-hour, are we going to have a 2-hour session?
Yeah, fuck it. We can have a 2-hour session.
All right. We're going to have a cypher damn near almost the whole way, damn near. Yours truly will be a part of this cypher, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm all for it. I'm trying to get B-Trey to get Maya back because she can't just leave me with the Maxwell no Polish line or the Polish no Maxwell line.
Motherfucker was nice.
It was definitely nice. And again, y'all, I'm working on a track. I'm almost done with writing it. I'm kind of got writer's block at the minute. But it's, I want to say, 85% almost written, done. All I have to do after that is record it. So between this Friday, next Friday, it will be done. And that's a promise. I might, you know what? I'm going to have it done so that way I'll premiere it on Cypher on our special.
Oh, that's big shoes to fill, bro.
On our way exit route, we will definitely play my freestyle. I don't know what to name it yet. Probably be Really Rails Freestyle or Savage Freestyle, something. I'll give it something with some flair in it. So next Friday, look forward to my freestyle out here.
We out here. All right. So I've been talking to a lot of people and everything. About my final words. So I'm going to be doing, as far as my beat tapes or whatever, I'm going to be doing my beat tapes on the Snack Pack series still. But then I'm working on a specific type of mixtape where it's just going to be classic songs with my beats on them. So it's going to be like, man, let's see, like Beyonce Halo or something like that. Or
right,
like Ludacris songs or Kanye West is Through the Wire, but with my beat on that. Just because, I'm fine, I've learned how to do it. And that shit cool. And it's just fun. All I really like doing, and people really like doing that. But I'm going to be doing that, and I'm going to be posting way more beats onto YouTube, because I'm starting, like I said, if I get at least 10 likes or whatever onto the little, what's we call it, the little post that I put out there,
right,
the get the bag by Gucci and all that, I'm gonna start another one. And I officially got 10 likes on her. So I'm a man of my word. So I got you. You know, we with the shit.
And everybody, I think our list for the mixtape, I think we're complete. I have the track. We just have to, I just have to send it to you. We have Sheem, SS Sheem. I have 3 or 4 of his tracks. I just had to give you one of them that I think should deserve to go on there. I got to give you King Breeze track. And I think we asked for Big C as well. I don't know if you want the Goofy song or Black to go on there.
Well, we can talk about it. I want another. I want a track from B-Hype too. We're gonna talk to B-Hype and see if we can get a track from B-Hype. That way, I can release the mixtape on our season finale.
So he's the last. Yeah, he's the last. He'll take the last slot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I will send you those tracks from those three artists as we're talking right now. I feel like I know from SS Team, I know which one I want to go on there. And from King Bree, I don't remember which one was your favorite. I'm about to look right now. Was it Dead President? Or True Friend?
Oh man, I want to go over them again, and I want to put them in like the specific order or whatever. And King Bree, I know all of his tracks I fuck with off that. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to them more and more after that, so I really can't say that one was my favorite anymore. So
he sent me something new. He sent me something new over the weekend. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, I might fuck with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Ten Toes Down or Ten Toes. Through the app that we use to make beats, I actually seen him put the beat out there first. And then, like, a week or two later, he used it and rapped on it. So, yeah, it's mad. Yeah, so I'll send these to you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
And I still got to do the outro, don't I?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing all of that. We're going to work all on that, like, a week of the season finale. That way I got my charger and everything.
Gotcha. I'm definitely down with it.
A little peek behind the curtain, y'all. I lost my charger from my – I ain't lose it. Got my charger. I gave it a wrong charger for the wrong laptop, so we're both out here without laptops. So if you guys can get anything from her, she can't do it because she got the wrong charger. And I can't work on – I have yet to start working on my Snack Pack 3 because my charger's gone. So I'm just going to keep it above it. I got no charger, y'all. I got no charger.
we'll still make it do what it do, y'all. We got this.
100%, though. So give me – like, I want to say Thursday, I'm going to go grab another charger. And by, I want to say, next Monday or whatever, we should be back in order.
True.
Cool.
So with that being said, everybody, not much. Just stay tuned for this Poetry Thursday. And this Friday would be hype. Other than that,
thanks,
everybody have a good and blessed night.
Mm-hmm. Good night.